Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 22 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. So in this episode of Barbecue City Guide, I head over to North Carolina. We talk to John Shelton Reed, who is an expert on North Carolina barbecue. He has a book called Holy Smoke, the Big Book of North Carolina Barbecue. 20 books that he's written. 20 plus, I think it is, and he just knows his stuff. And so we talk about places within major cities, but then places off the beaten path, places that might take you a couple hours to get to that are well worth it, places I haven't heard of, places that I want to go to now because of this. We, at the very end, you'll see I talked to him again because he let me know that he had missed a couple places. I wanted to make sure they were included, so they are included. We talk about coleslaw east to west, how it's different. Talk about hush puppies because I didn't know what hush puppies were prior to traveling to North Carolina. It's incredibly detailed. I think you're going to love this. Please subscribe. Please rate this. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. I have a blog at kevinsbbqjoints.com, also a YouTube series at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Enjoy this. So how you doing, John?
Pretty good. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. And so we're going to cover North Carolina, correct?
That's right. That's all I can talk about with any authority.
Well, excellent. I wanted to know, because a lot of people ask me, like, if they have one day, say they're in town for business, or they have a weekend in a specific area where they should go, and North Carolina has a lot of options and amazing options, and actually North Carolina is where I fell in love with barbecue. So I would love for, advice as to what to do if you fly in.
Okay, so somebody's coming to North Carolina for a visit.
Yes.
And, they want to eat barbecue. I've got two big considerations for them. One is you want to be sure you're eating barbecue at a place that cooks with wood or charcoal.
For sure.
An awful lot of places in North Carolina, including some of the oldest and best known, have switched entirely to gas.
Oh, no.
They're community centers and their institutions, and the Kiwanis Club meets there. And, I'm not going to name them and shame them, but if you're looking for barbecue, that's not the place to go. They may have good chicken.
But that's a great tip. That's if you don't smell smoke and see smoke and know that they're using wood.
Actually, if you want to go to a website for the Campaign for Real Barbecue.
Okay.
TrueQ.org, TrueCue.org.
Excellent. I'll put a link to that for sure.
Okay. Dan Levine and I have started something we call the Campaign for Real Barbecue.
Oh, that's great.
Real barbecue is barbecue cooked with the presence of wood smoke.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's great. That's a great resource. Awesome.
And we have a list there of places to cook entirely with wood. I mean, personally, I don't insist that they cook entirely with wood. I've had some good barbecue cooked on hybrid cookers that use, mixture of gas and wood. But
for sure,
the people do it the old-timey, the difficult way, I think, deserve some recognition.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And we've got a list there. We've also got branches now in South Carolina and Kentucky.
Oh.
We've got lists of wood cookers in those states. And just today, I mean, literally an hour ago, I talked to a guy named Craig Pasco, and we're going to have a branch in Georgia.
Fantastic.
We're moving along. Anyway, first tip is make sure you're eating barbecue that's cooked with wood smoke.
Perfect.
And we've got a list there. Pretty close to comprehensive, I think. The other suggestion I would make is be sure you're eating North Carolina barbecue.
Okay.
You don't go to Memphis to eat brisket. Although if you live in Memphis, you might be glad there's a place that cooks good brisket.
For sure.
If you're a visitor, you should go for the typical stuff. Now, that's a problem because particularly in our larger cities, we've had a lot of growth lately. A lot of people come from outside the state and got their own ideas what barbecue is. And these folks are not in business to make me happy. They're in business to make money. So we have a lot of what I call the International House of Barbecue models, particularly in our—
I love that.
They're cooking brisket. They're cooking ribs. They're cooking pulled pork. They're cooking everything under the sun. And they got a choice of sauce. North Carolina is known in some circles as the vinegar state because we have two major regions in the state, and they both have a vinegar-based sauce.
For sure.
East of Raleigh, it's basically vinegar, red pepper, and salt, and not much else. West of Raleigh, they put a little bit of ketchup in it, and they get a lot of grief for that east of Raleigh. People say it's ketchup-based Leesburg Worcestershire. No, it's not. It's vinegar-based, but it does have some ketchup for color and sweetness and a little, use the word, umami. But so anyway, be sure you're going to a place. So you go to Charlotte, and there's a place called the Midwood Barbecue. Cooks really good barbecue, but okay, it's not a North Carolina barbecue establishment.
Gotcha.
It's a metropolitan one. Same story in Raleigh and Durham. There's a place called the Pit. Mm-hmm. I go quite happily to this place, but you should probably seek out a family run
for small
place.
The Pit was Ed Mitchell. Wasn't that Ed Mitchell's place at one point?
Yes, it was. Okay. He was originally the pit master there, and then they had a falling out with the guy that actually owned it. So,
gotcha.
He's not there anymore. But a lot of our best places are so far off the beaten track that you're not going to get there if you're just here for a weekend.
Okay. So let's say you're on a barbecue run, like that's a specific. Okay.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of places that aren't that far off the interstate. So if you're driving, there's a place in Willow Springs called Stevenson's. It's east of Raleigh on Interstate 40. So if you're headed from Raleigh toward the coast, you'll go past it.
Okay.
Going south on 85, you'll go past Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
Famous center of Piedmont style barbecue. It's got, there are four places in and around Lexington that are really good.
Okay.
And can't go wrong with any of them. Lexington barbecue, easy to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
Wayne Monk's place, and it's famous. He does real genuine wood cooked barbecue on sort of an industrial scale and proves that it can be done.
Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful location. That's the place that I fell in love with barbecue. That was the first place.
Oh, you've been there. Oh, you know it. Okay.
That's
down the road is another good place called Barbecue Center.
Barbecue Center? Okay.
Smaller place called Smiley's.
Mm-hmm.
And, those three are a good place to start. Okay. There's some other places sort of outside of town, harder to get to.
So Lexington Barbecue, Smiley's, and Barbecue Center in that area. Okay.
That's in Lexington, and that's not that far north of Charlotte. But also, if you're in Charlotte, you're not terribly far from Gastonia or Shelby. A place in Gastonia, accessible from the interstate, called Kyle Fletcher's.
Okay.
Shelby, one of my favorite places in the state, is Bridges Barbecue Lodge.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's about 20 miles off the interstate, but I make that detour a lot.
Excellent.
Suggest it.
I need to, too.
Yeah. If you're in Greensboro is a good-sized city, and your viewers might wind up there.
Mm-hmm.
There's an urban place that I think is the exception to the rule I just stated, and that's Stamey's.
Stamey's, I've been, that's, I used to go to Greensboro for a bit, for, I used to go to High Point for the furniture market. Okay.
Well, Stamey's is an establishment, the grandfather of the guy that runs it now was one of the pioneers of Piedmont style barbecue, and it's of historic interest. And, it's amazing to me. Chip Stamey now runs it. He's selling a barbecue sandwich. Somebody's been up all night cooking this stuff. Sells it for $3.25. I mean, you can't buy Big Mac for that.
No, you can't. No, not at all. So, barely could get fries.
Yeah. And peach cobbler out of sight.
But, okay. That's great to know. Great tip. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there are plenty of good places to eat. But have to seek them out. Mm-hmm. Really do.
Are there any places way off the beaten path that's worth the drive, like a couple hours out? Or?
Yeah, I think so. There's a classic place called the Skylight Inn in Aden, Aden's near Greenville, which is not near much of anything. But it's Eastern North Carolina. It's Whole Hog Barbecue. It's an absolutely classic place. I mean,
you have to go. That's definitely worth the drive for sure.
I mean, go for the building alone. Mm-hmm. Somebody called them the Capital of Barbecue back in the 50s, so they put a replica of the Capitol Dome on top of it.
I heard about that. Sam Jones mentioned that.
In the old days, all they cooked was whole hogs, corn pone, and they made coleslaw. They didn't even sell iced tea till they started bottling it. Fundamentalist. Now they're barbecuing chicken just because, there are people that don't eat pork, and I don't know. Anyhow, they're famous. And if you Google Skylight Inn, mm-hmm. You'll turn up some videos about them. You can see their operation.
Okay.
Sam Jones, the third generation of this family.
And there was Pete Jones. Wasn't it Pete Jones, his father? Or?
Pete was the guy that built the place. And he comes from a barbecue family that just didn't have a place before.
Yeah,
before
yeah.
Sam knows what he's up to. My wife and I and a fellow named Will McKinney wrote a book called Holy Smoke about North Carolina barbecue. We've got an interview in there with Sam Jones and also with Chip Stamey and the woman who runs Bridges Barbecue Lodge.
Oh, that's great. No, that's great. I'll put a link to that and I'm going to buy the book.
Well, Sam recognizes that he's in a great tradition and he's not going to mess with it. You know, he's not going to start doing brisket. Or if he does, he'll label it as.
yeah, it's just fun.
Alien import.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Invasive species.
yeah, he has a lot of friends that do brisket really well, so he probably, it'll rub off a little bit on him.
And he's just opened, interestingly enough, in the town of Greenville, which is bigger than Aiden. Most places are bigger than Aiden. He's just opened a place called Sam Jones Barbecue, which is more upscale. I mean, they've got craft beer. And
gotcha.
You know, and I haven't been there yet, but I'm told it's good. And the barbecue is the same.
I've heard great things.
Yeah, just down the road from Sam Jones Barbecue is in Greenville. There's a place called B's, just the letter B apostrophe S.
Okay.
And that may be, well, I don't know. It's one of my favorite Eastern style places.
Okay.
They are only open for lunch and they cook their barbecue. And when they sell out, they close.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's like a place like that.
That's right. So we drove one time, I think it's an hour and a half or so from Chapel Hill. We drove down there for lunch and we got there at 12:30 and they were closed. So. You want to show up early. incidentally, they cook entirely with charcoal. You know, they're not one of the classic places that burn logs down and shovel them under. They've got Kingsford right out of the bag.
That's interesting. Wow.
They're cooking really good barbecue, and they groom it. It's the they take a lot of the fat and gristle and skin and so forth out. They got in trouble with the IRS or with the tax people because they said, you're spending all this money bringing in all this pork, and you're only reporting this much income. What's going on? But they demonstrated that they threw away more scrap.
That's so interesting. Oh, that's so fascinating.
Yeah. Anyway, this is well off the beaten track.
Okay. All right.
And the place I mentioned, Bridges Barbecue Lodge, I'll grant you that 20 miles or so off the interstate is a bit of a detour, but, you know.
But it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Goldsboro is another town that you're not likely to get to by accident. You know, it's on the way from here to the beach, but it's not on an interstate highway.
Okay.
It's four lane mostly, but Wilbur Shirley has a place called Wilbur's.
Okay, I've heard of that. That name sounds familiar.
It's one of the classic Eastern places, and he does too a huge business, and he's cooking whole hogs, shoveling coals under them, you know, burning the logs down. Demonstrates it can be done. You know, people say, "Oh well, we can't cook with wood; it's too much trouble, too expensive." You can if you really put your mind to it, and Wilbur demonstrates that. Incidentally. If you're in a position to go to Wilbur's, I hope you will, because they just built a bypass around the town, and I'm told that his business has suffered, and that's a shame.
Oh no, like okay, yeah, definitely, we'll try to spread the word for people to come out there.
Yeah, you used to go past it on your way to the beach, and everybody stopped.
That's a shame.
Now you've got to take the business route to get by. And a matter of fact, Robert Moss. Who you're probably going to talk to one of these days.
For sure, yeah, no, I'm reaching out, yes.
Yeah, he's the barbecue editor of Southern Living. Robert has a website, and on his website, he's got a map of the places.
Is that the one with the barbecue trail?
That's a different story. That's the North Carolina Barbecue Society.
Society, okay.
And that's a guy named Jim Early. Particularly, the society is Jim Early. Well, that's not exactly true, but he's president for life, the founder. And he's got the barbecue trail, and those are all good places.
Okay.
No question. There are good places that aren't on there, and there's stories why they're not on there. But, you know, you can't go wrong with any of the places on that trail.
And so with North Carolina, you have to do research, a little bit of research, so that way you can kind of plot your trip. So that way it makes, because some are off the beaten path. It's not.
Yeah, go to my website and
Yeah.
write me an email, and I'll tell you where to go. You
Awesome.
tell me
No,
where you're
no.
going
I'll do
to
that. I'll do that before I go back to North Carolina for sure.
be. I'm happy to do that. And at 2Q.org, there's also we have an email address
Oh,
you can
perfect.
write the society with.
I'll put a link to that specifically so people can write you guys and then create. That's the relationship. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I
Great to guide you. Sure thing, Kevin. Thanks for letting me talk.
Excellent. Have a great day, and I'll be talking to you soon. All
You too.
right, take
Bye.
care, John.
Oh, by the way, Kevin, there's something I meant to mention and forgot to. There is an interesting development in Asheville and Durham. There are two places there, and another one in Garland, North Carolina, but that's pretty far off the beaten track.
Okay.
These are people who are cooking sort of high-end barbecue. They're cooking absolutely traditional methods, but they've got pasture-raised, locally sourced hogs. In fact, I almost tell you the names. They certainly tell you where the farm was that came from. The one in Durham is called Picnic, and after Picnic Ham. I don't think it's a great name. You need to be a butcher to understand it. But anyway, Picnic, the guy who raises the hogs is one of the three partners in the business.
Oh.
In Asheville, there's a place called Buxton Hall. It's been getting a lot of press lately. Again, it's whole hog cooking. They're cooking whole hogs, burning coals, burning logs down for coal. They're doing it indoors, incidentally. You can watch them do it. I don't know how the fire department let them get away with that.
Wow, that's
But
fascinating.
these two places and a place in Garland called Southern Smoke, their barbecue is utterly traditional, although the meat is higher end than what we get most places. The prices are also higher end than what you get most places. But the sides and the desserts run toward, you've got guys with fine dining backgrounds who are involved in these, so the sides and desserts are more innovative than the coleslaw and hush puppies you ordinarily get. It's worth a try, particularly since there's nothing much else in Asheville. Well, that's not true. There are other places, but this is an Eastern North Carolina style, which seems odd in Asheville, about as far west as you can get. But Asheville didn't really have its own barbecue tradition, and this is very fine barbecue, worth a try. And
That's
in Durham, Picnic, if you're in Durham, great place.
excellent. I had one more question. I was thinking of yesterday. Coleslaw, is there a difference between East and West?
Yes, there is. That's a setup. You know there is. In the East, coleslaw is more like what you buy in a supermarket in a tub. It's got mayonnaise, may have a little mustard, usually does have a little mustard in it as well. Nothing alarming, and it's a kind of cool contrast to the barbecue, which has got this red pepper and vinegar sauce on it. Get west of Raleigh, though, into the Piedmont, you start getting a little tomato in your barbecue sauce. You're also getting a little tomato in your coleslaw. There's a red slaw, and in fact, if you look at the dressing, it's pretty much the same ingredients as go in the sauce. So it's not a contrast, it's just more of the same. They piling it on,
That's
really
funny.
like
Yeah,
that.
that's true.
Incidentally, it's a German thing. We know who introduced it to the barbecue world. It's a German slaw. It was introduced by a woman who from a German background. It's what they cooked at her home, and it has no mayonnaise. It's vinegar and basically, as I said, barbecue sauce. It'll last. It's good. You don't have to worry about leaving it out on the counter. It's not going to poison you like mayonnaise slaw.
That's funny.
Personally, I like the Eastern
Yeah, I was going to
range.
ask you which one you prefer, the Easter.
Yeah, just because it's after that sauce, I'm ready for a little relief. When I'm in the Piedmont, I eat their slaw quite happily.
Okay, yeah. And one last thing. I know what hush puppies are, but a lot of people probably don't know what hush puppies are. I've mentioned it to people. They're like, what's a hush puppy?
Yeah, that's a thing that's almost unique to North Carolina, South Carolina. You run into them sometimes. They're little balls of cornmeal batter that are deep fried. Actually, we think of that as part of our barbecue tradition from time immemorial. But in fact, this fellow, Warner Stamey, who I mentioned before, introduced them to the barbecue world in the 1950s, not that long ago.
No, not long at all.
Before that, you found them at fish camps, and that was pretty much it with, you know, with fried fish. But he introduced it; it caught on. Interestingly, before that, people were eating just white bread, often hamburger buns or something like that. And to this day, at Stamey's Barbecue in Greensboro, you have a choice of hush puppies or a hamburger bun.
Well, and that's interesting. I didn't know that.
A lot of the old timers prefer the white bread, but they're dying off.
It feels like we all are. Well, thank you. Well, thank you again, John. I think that was very integral to have that for North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm glad I remembered it. Sorry I didn't remember it earlier. But
that's okay. Hey, the magic of the internet. We can connect again today.
That's right. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Hey, have a great weekend. All right.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Please subscribe. Please rate this. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. I have a blog at kevinsbbqjoints.com, also a YouTube series at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. Enjoy this.